Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. New words. Get, got, rid of. Verb. Make something go away. Disappear. Verb. A person was here, but suddenly you cannot see them. Recognize. Verb. Know who someone is. A glove. Noun. You wear gloves on your hands. A claw. Noun. A cat has claws on its feet. They can hurt you. Bald. Adjective. A bald person has no hair on their head. A wig. Noun. A wig looks like hair, but it is not real. Poo. Noun. You do a poo in the toilet. Chapter 1. Witches. In stories, witches always wear black hats and have black cats. But I am not telling you a story. I am going to tell you about real witches. Listen very carefully and never forget what I am going to tell you. Real witches wear normal clothes. They live in normal houses and do normal jobs. That is why it is so hard to catch them. A real witch hates children. A real witch wants to get rid of all children. She thinks about nothing else. Even when she is working or in a shop or driving around in an expensive car, she is always thinking to herself, "Which child shall I get rid of next?" A witch enjoys getting rid of children the same way that you enjoy eating chocolate. To feel happy, a witch must get rid of one child a week. That is 52 children a year. Very carefully, the witch chooses a child to catch. Then the witch follows that child, moving slowly and quietly, like a cat watching a little bird in the forest. The witch gets closer and closer. Then, when she gets to the child, there is fire, animals scream, skin burns, and the child disappears. A witch does not use a gun or a knife. People who do those things are caught by the police. But a witch is very clever, and she is never caught. For children, a witch is the most dangerous thing in the world. You will soon find out that a witch does not always look dangerous. And, of course, this means that you have to be very careful. I am going to tell you about all their secrets. But even when you know these, you can never be sure if a woman is a witch or just a kind woman. Please study this picture below. Which woman is the witch? That is a difficult question, but it is a question that every child must try to answer. A witch might live near your home, or maybe she sat next to you on the bus this morning. Or she might be the woman with the beautiful smile who gave you a sweet in the street. She might even be your lovely schoolteacher who is reading you these words. Look carefully at that teacher. Maybe she is smiling and saying, "Don't be silly. How could I be a witch?" But do not forget that witches are clever. Maybe your teacher is not a witch, but it is possible. We are lucky because there are not many real witches in the world today. But you should still be worried. In England, there are about 100 of them in total. Some countries have more witches, others have fewer. Every country has some witches. My grandmother was Norwegian. People know all about witches in her country because Norway, with its dark forests and icy mountains, is where the first witches came from. My father and mother were also Norwegian, but I lived in England with them. Twice a year, we went to visit my grandmother in Norway. I loved her very much, and we were very close. Soon after my 7th birthday, my parents took me to Norway to have Christmas with my grandmother, like we did every year. One day, while my father and mother and I were driving in icy weather, our car went off the road and down the side of a mountain. My parents were killed, but I only had a cut on my head. I cannot talk about that terrible afternoon. I still feel very sad when I think about it. After the accident, I went to my grandmother's house, and with her arms around me, we both cried all night. "What are we going to do now?" I asked.
"You'll stay here with me," she said. "I'll look after you."
"Aren't we going back to England?"
"No," she said. "I can't ever do that. I love Norway too much."
The next day, to stop me thinking about the accident, my grandmother started to tell me stories. She was a wonderful storyteller, but her best stories were the ones about witches. She knew a lot about them.
"These stories are true," she told me. "Everything that I'm telling you actually happened. Witches are all around us, and you must believe that."
"Are the stories really true, Grandma?"
"Yes, they are," she said. "My dear, you won't live to be as old as me if you can't recognize a witch. Listen to me, and remember everything that I tell you."
We were in the living room of her house in Norway, and I was ready for bed. It was snowing outside. I sat on the floor by her feet and looked up at her.
"I know children who disappeared and were never seen again," she said. "The witches took them."
"You're just trying to make me afraid," I said.
"No, I want you to be safe," she said. "I love you, and I want you to stay with me."
"Tell me about the children who disappeared," I said.
"One child was called Rongenhild. She was playing with her little sister in the garden. When their mother came outside, she asked, 'Where's Rongenhild?' She went away with the tall woman," the sister said. "What tall woman?" the mother asked. "The woman in the white gloves," the sister said.
My grandmother continued.
"Everyone in the town helped look for her."
"Didn't they find her?" I asked.
"No one ever saw Rongenhild again," she replied. "The story of another child was very strange," my grandmother continued. "There was a family called Christiansen, and they had a big old painting in the living room. The painting showed some ducks and a farmhouse, but there were no people in it. One day, their daughter, Solveig, came home from school eating an apple. 'A nice woman gave this apple to me,' Solveig said. The next morning, little Solveig was not in her bed. Her parents looked for her everywhere, but they couldn't find her. Then suddenly, her father shouted, "There she is! That's Solveig! She's feeding the ducks!" He was pointing at the painting, and he was right. Solveig was in the painting. The father ran closer to the painting and touched her. But she was now part of the painting.
"Did you ever see that painting with the little girl in it, Grandma?"
"Many times," my grandmother said. Solveig kept moving around in the picture. One day, she was inside the farmhouse. Another day, she was outside holding a duck. Then one day, she just disappeared.
"Where did she go?" I asked.
"Nobody knows," my grandmother said.
"What happened to the other children?"
"They disappeared too," my grandmother answered. "Every time, a strange woman was seen outside the house just before it happened. But that's enough for tonight. Now it's time for you to go to bed."
"I hope that a witch won't come in through my window in the night," I said quietly.
"No," my grandmother said. "A witch will never do something silly like that. You'll be safe in your bed. Good night."